from Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles Taxi Doll frontwoman Donna and her electrifying debut EP, Confessions of Lily Rogue. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. 2 years ago, I became acquainted with a dance rock band called Taxi Doll and their stunning lead singer, Donna. Being the Blondie fan that I am, I couldn't help but draw the inevitable comparison between Taxi Doll and that seminal New York punk band. All one had to do was feast their eyes on that Donna and get lost in the band's hypnotic electro groove. Now, Donna is testing the waters as a solo artist with her forthcoming EP, Confessions of Lily Rogue, which is expected to hit stores November 11th, 2010. I had a chance to catch up with Donna regarding her new release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her forthcoming EP, Confessions of Lily Rogue, here is Donna with Not Enough.
I'm not afraid.
forthcoming debut EP, Confessions of Lily Rogue, that was Donna with Not Enough. Visit the girl at her official website, www.donnamusic.com. I had a chance to speak with Donna over the phone regarding the new EP and going solo. Here's how it all went.
Well, it's been 2 years, and now you're on the verge of releasing a solo project. Curiously titled, by the way, Confessions of Lily Rogue?
Yes.
Talk about this title. It sounds very provocative.
Well, you know me, obviously, from Taxi Doll.
Yes.
We chatted a while back, and I've always had a lot of fun with the band, but I was kind of just doing a little musical soul-searching, per se, and Lily Rogue was a character that I created for myself just to be in a different creative headspace than the usual, I guess, creative space I would be with Taxi Doll. And the Confessions of Lily Rogue is a nod to that process, that creative process that I had when creating the CD.
And tell me a little bit about Lily Rogue. I mean, what makes her different from the Taxi Doll chick?
Well, Taxi Doll, we wanted to create music that was really fun and upbeat and people could rock out to at our shows and us rock out to when we were playing shows and recording. And I guess in this Lily Rogue space, I wanted to be a little bit more reflective, more emotional, a little calmer. Well, I wouldn't really say calmer, but just a little more reflective, you know, I guess you could say that.
I see. And are you just simply stepping away momentarily from Taxi Doll, or is this like a permanent fissure?
That's an interesting question. I wouldn't really call it stepping away. I think I'm just trying to, you know, expand my creative endeavors, I guess, and just different playing fields to create music, and it's just a side thing, and a whole thing, I guess, of me and my own little solo venture. So, alongside or as the same time as, but just a different creative outlet for me. So that's been really fun.
How supportive have your bandmates been of this?
Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah, no, they're awesome. Everybody is super creative, and I always feel like whatever I discover on my little journey, I can always bring back to the band, and it's more inspiration. And sharing is caring, and like we're all super supportive of each other.
And who all are you working with in terms of production for this new release?
I wanted to have different experiences in the production process as well than what, you know, I was used to in the Taxi Doll, way. And I wanted to work with different producers, and different songs kind of lent themselves for different guys that I already knew and kind of had talked to and wanted to work with. For example, Ramin Sakurai from Supreme Beings of Leisure, awesome producer, had worked with us on a remix before, and just totally came to mind when I was writing Not Enough, and when I played him the first tidbits of a demo of the song, he totally got where I was going with it, and just kind of started out from there. And then also worked with Carmen Rizzo, who's also really fantastic and first guy for the song Wanted. So I was really thrilled that I got a chance to finally work with these guys that I'd known and always wanted to work with. So
I see. Talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that start?
Music in the sense of what I just wrote, or music in general?
In general. I mean, before Taxi Doll, I mean, what sort of got the gears going before your career, before the start of your career?
Sure. I mean, music was always, for me, it was always a part of me. Since I was a little kid, I used to write, you know, poetry and always very comfortable singing, even though I was a bit of a shy child. Like, and somehow music was, I opened up and was safe and just a part of me, and also in my family, they were very musical. I'm half German, half Spanish. My Spanish side, somebody was always picking up a guitar or sitting at the piano, and even on my German side too, I have family members that are artists and always loved to sing, things like that. So it was always around me, and since I can remember. So it just seemed like a natural, there was no question, it was going to be what I wanted to do, so.
And I can only make assumptions from the music that I know you from, but, you know, what artists resonated for you the most in the beginning?
Wow, I mean, I was exposed to a lot of stuff. I was exposed to classical music, jazz music, like Ella Fitzgerald will always be someone that I absolutely adore and love, and definitely is, you know, big influence on me. But I just love her sound and her music, obviously. What an icon, right? And then obviously that grew into, you know, being exposed to the Beatles and, you know, Blondie, Depeche Mode, like more into the electro realm. So there's, you know, to the rock from like U2 to, you know, it's like a quite an eclectic bunch, I would say. So from all corners, from all different countries, you know, from Nina to Nina Hagen, I guess, you know, as well in Germany. It's like a whole, I guess I was quite lucky to have, I was exposed to a whole bunch of music that kind of set me on my way.
I see. And I'm not trying to finalize the entire Taxi Doll experience, but in the years that you've been with this band, what have you learned from it? Musically,
wow.
Or about life, or...
That's a big question. I could go for hours, I guess. Well, I've worked with a bunch of really amazing guys who feel like brothers to me, and they, you know, there's like Greg, who comes from a more electronic ground kind of like vibe like me, and then there's the rock guys in the band as well who influenced us in that way. It was an interesting dynamic to be in a band. I felt like, you know, from traveling around so much, it was kind of nice to have my little LA family, you know, the boys in the band. So that was really wonderful. I don't know. I hope that answers the question.
Visit Donna at her official website, www.donnamusic.com. From her forthcoming EP, Confessions of Lily Rogue, here is Donna once again with Wanted.
You.
being said, now that you're on your own and you don't have the comfort of your LA family, how has songwriting changed for you?
Well, I mean, I always know they're there, so I guess in that sense there's a safety in that, but there's also a, I guess it's kind of scary to kind of be in your own space, because you kind of create for your, for what you like and all that, and you hope that people can connect to the music that you create, but it's kind of liberating in another way too, because there's a freedom that you can explore in your own style, where you don't have to, I guess, be true to the band or the sound of the band, just kind of can explore a little bit more. So in that sense, it was fun to kind of just go off on my own creatively.
And what songs off this forthcoming project resonate for you the most, and why?
They're all obviously little pieces of me. I love all of them, but I guess I really love the single Not Enough. It was the first one that kind of like came from, or that was kind of came from my little creative adventure, and I had a chance to perform it acoustically and with strings, and it was just like a really wonderful like experience recording with all these different people, and there's a video for that as well, so I'm just really thrilled that came out how I envisioned it, so I look forward to sharing that with you soon.
Oh, there's a video for it already, able to be
there
viewed and everything?
Yeah, there is a video. It should be coming first week of November. So, there's a video for that, so I'm excited about that. Got to work with my friends again, Joe LaRue and Janet Roston, and they did a really amazing job. So, I'll be thrilled to be sharing that very soon.
I see. I was also looking at your website, and you were talking about getting the images done for this new CD. So who are you working with in terms of photography for the CD cover? Because that's always an important thing for me.
Yeah, I had that vision, and some of that imagery that you see on the cover is also explored in the video, the duality, the reflections, that kind of stuff. And the photographers were Nikki and Jason Bonner, who did a really great job, and I did a lot of the artwork with friends of mine, so that's how that came about.
Yeah, it looks kind of vintage almost. Was that the intent, or...?
I guess I kind of like that look. I'm kind of drawn to more of a vintagey look. I guess that's the way that I am, the way my body is, the way that I like to dress and style myself. So I guess it has a little bit of a throwback to that.
I see. And what would you like a listener to come away with after they've heard this forthcoming release?
I would just really love for them to feel something emotional, obviously. Just kind of be swept away with the sound. I really enjoyed recording the live strings with the Notes from the Edge, who are fantastic, and just to kind of just be taken away with the sound and lose themselves for a few minutes. I would love that.
I asked you earlier how different the songwriting process was, but, you know, how different is the experience being alone as opposed to, you know, having your usual band of cohorts with Taxi Doll?
In what sense?
I guess in the creative sense, in the performance sense, you know, is it different?
I guess it's in the sense where, I mean, I am fronting Taxi Doll, but it's like my boys in the band, so I guess when I perform or record on this, it's more about what I would like to express rather than a shared expression of the band, which is totally fun and awesome as well, so I guess it's just me emoting on stage or on the record, so I guess in that sense it's different.
Visit Donna at her official website, www.donnamusic.com. From her forthcoming EP, Confessions of Lily Rogue, here is Donna once more with Low.
You twist the truth.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Donna for her time and, more importantly, her music. Visit Donna at her official website, www.donnamusic.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush. Remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.